Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk a little bit about yesterday's interview of Mayor-elect Helena Moreno and Joe Geruso, who serves as the chair of the Budget Committee. And he will no longer be in that role because he's decided not to run again. He was term limited and decided not to run for any other position on the city council. And there will be... some changes, obviously, and the like. Leslie Harris will be the new chairman of the Budget Committee. And there were some really interesting things that were revealed by Ms. Moreno yesterday. And one is that Leslie Harris is going to be the chair of the Budget Committee. And two, that she's already brought her into the meetings and the consultations and the decision-making process of the new budget, the amended 2026 budget that was proposed yesterday and what that means and the like. And already before even taking office, you see this development of a spirit of cooperation. It did not exist for roughly 8 years with Mayor LaToya Cantrell. And that is an opportunity loss. And the net result, net impact of that is that we were less than. As a result of the inability to work. In fact, in many cases, they were intentionally misled. And what a number of council members who have begun to speak out a little bit about what was going on under the Cantrell administration, based on revelations that have been brought forward by the Louisiana legislative auditor and others, they have recognized that they may have been intentionally misled, and they're upset about it, and they damn well should be. Because that's not how this is supposed to work. And the ones that are really paying the price now are you and other taxpayers in the city of New Orleans, as well as city workers. And if you are a city worker, you should be damn mad at the Cantrell administration because they have walked us down this primrose path into a mayhem type budget that no one really was able to figure out who's on first, what's on second. We didn't even know how much of a deficit we had. We had to bring a third party in order to determine exactly how much cash we had and how much we didn't have and what the financial picture was going to be. We've had to take remedial action by going to the bond commission and being able to sell revenue anticipation bonds, which means that they are going to be using property tax dollars that they start to receive after January 31st, which is when they are due in the city of New Orleans, unlike most other parishes that are due on December 31st. And so depending on how much money they have to draw down, they will be in debt again. And so that's why it's very critical that the execution of what was proposed yesterday by Mayor-elect Helena Moreno stands fast, right, and needs to be done. There's not a lot of room for error here as it relates to these numbers. But I will say I was very impressed with the approach, very conservative in nature. They weren't plugging numbers and making up numbers. We've seen that before, and we've seen what happens when you do so. You end up having to tell mistruths, half-truths, and a little bit of misdirection as to what actually is happening relative to the budget, which is never a good thing. So a lot of folks, I was out and about yesterday. A lot of folks stopped me. I was at a restaurant last night. Folks stopped me in the restaurant. We're talking about the presentation on the show. They were very excited. It was good to hear that. Obviously, it's helped create some momentum in the belief that the mayor is going to do the right thing. They liked the way that she laid it out. They liked the way that she was able to articulate a lot about this budget. They think that she has a realistic view of what it is that she needs to do here in the short term. Everyone wants it to improve. Everyone wants this process to be sacrosanct. Everyone wants good, valid, credible information day in and day out. I heard that used several times. But the overall theme, very, very positive. And so, you know, it's an opportunity for us all of us, to build on this positive momentum as we try to right the ship. Now, 2026 is going to be a difficult year. There's no other way to put it. And I think, as the mayor-elect has said many times, the real challenge is managing expectations. The legislative auditor believes that this may be a 2 to 3 year process. Yesterday on the show, Mayor-elect Moreno said that she wants it to happen faster than that. I like that little level of impatience, especially when it comes to the budget, because hopefully that will drive what I think one of the most important things that she said yesterday was that there would be monthly and in some cases weekly reviews of actual to budget experience. Because things don't get better if you're not looking and measuring and evaluating and analyzing the data. You want to be nimble. You want to make, if you see a trend, you got to get in there, especially if it's negative, you got to get in there and change the course of that negative trend. Because the math is the math and it'll eat you up. And we've seen what has happened with overtime. That is a classic area of manipulation. And yeah, I'm just going to use the word manipulation. Look, I've been on both sides of this equation, right? Both as the chief financial officer looking at this data, managing the overtime, and being an officer utilizing the overtime. You give, you know, my experience has been, you put a number out there, they're going to try to spend to the number. It's just the reality, right? I've got this. You know, this is to the benefit of my unit. We're going to use up as much as we possibly can. Can't explain it. That's how it usually worked. Oftentimes, I would remind folks, we generate so much revenue for the sheriff's office. We have a pie. The more that we spend in the pie, the less surplus we have, the less likely that we can posture the budget for the next pay raise. So anytime you abuse, you manipulate, you spend more than you really actually need to, you're not prudent in the way that you're implementing this strategy. You're a little bit footloose and fancy free on the spend. You're only hurting yourself because there's less dollars available to be spread out amongst the members of the organization in benefits and pay raises. Simple. Now, some people got it. Some people didn't. You have a lot of live for the moment people. They're not in it for the long term. They're not in it for the long haul. They're not worried about their legacy. They're not worried about how they're going to be remembered. They're part of a club that a good friend of mine told me about, the 4G's club, the gimme, get it, got it, and gone. They don't care about tomorrow or next week or next month.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And those are the individuals that are about 70 or 80% players, and they're very difficult to manage, and basically they're unhappy, and they really shouldn't be working in the organization. They should really move on, because they're too hard to manage, quite frankly. If they don't believe in what they're trying to do and what's happening, and it's all about the manipulation of the system to cover up their lack of desire to really give 100 or 110%, they need to go. Quite frankly. And these incredible hurdles that we have to get over with civil service and this and that needs to be modified. When we're looking at the furloughs that are in place, the folks that are suffering the consequence of that, which I don't blame the mayor-elect for doing it. I think I would have done the exact same thing, because it's a collection of small gains, and it's in the totality of that collection where you get to the target. There's no one or two places where you can go find $220 million on an $800+ million or maybe $900+ million projected. No, that's expenditures, excuse me, $725 million in projected revenue. It's a big number, $222 million deficit, right? So it's going to be a collection of little gains here, there, and everywhere. And everyone's going to have to participate. But in this case, only the unclassified employees are the ones that are going to bear the brunt of the furlough, because, you know, it's too difficult. It's a big problem on the civil service side of what's going to have to ultimately happen there. And it shouldn't be that way. And that's one of the downsides and one of the dangers of having a mayor that's not minding the P's and Q's, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, doing what's necessary day in and day out, worried about how many sister cities we're going to have, how many trips we can take, how much money we can spend, how many contracts we can sign in a short period of time, how many friends we can actually assist, and how many times we can actually create conflict with everybody, to include the New Orleans City Council. Now, I could go on for about another 5 or 6 minutes, but I think you get the message. So I thought it was a great job of conservative projections, some small revenue enhancements that, to me, nobody likes them. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think they're as painful as most people are going to believe. I think they took the least painful route, and they should be commended for that, because, like I said, it's going to be a bunch of little things. There's some revenue recapture, which was absolutely necessary. I don't know how we let people owe us money forever and we just don't go collect the money. You know, if you don't treat it like it's your own, because I can promise you, any of the folks that are charged with the duty to go collect that money in the administration, if it was their own money, is there any doubt out there anywhere that that money would not have been collected? No, not at all, right? It would have been collected. Because when people owe you money, you go get it. Because it improves your quality of life. That's the same mentality that the workforce needs to bring each and every day in representing the taxpayers and representing the voters of the city of New Orleans. Treat that money as though it is your own. And everybody will be much better served for it. And then there was a lot of expense reduction spread out, unlike what was proposed by the mayor, which doesn't take a lot of leadership at all, a 30% cut amongst all the agencies. That is about the laziest way that a financial manager can take care of an expense problem, right? I mean, it's almost like just saying we don't care, right? And it's the same thing when you're putting together pay schedules, when you're putting together a table of organization, when you're putting together a chart of accounts. If it's very sloppy, it's not going to work for you very well. If you don't adhere to the protocols in the matrix, it's not going to work very well for you. And you get in trouble. But this 30% across the board is a very lazy way of doing that. And it seems as though they took the Moreno administration took the opportunity in working with folks from the Cantrell administration to dig deeper, to get down to a more granular level and try and figure it out, right? And to give you an example, you know, you had some departments, 25% reductions, some at 18, some as high as 32, some as low as single digits, some, you know, double digit, low double digit. So they were all over the map. I think the highest, and I believe that there was some restructure that plays into this number as well, was like 56%. But it was obvious that they took the time to realign, restructure, and cut where they thought it was going to make the most sense in order to do so. So I'm encouraged. I am very encouraged. I, you know, went through this document that they provided. A lot of what they recommended, I would have probably done exactly the same thing that it needed to be done. No doubt about it. Now, really, the next challenge, and I was shocked to hear this, shocked, but maybe I shouldn't be, that the mayor is picking and choosing, picking and choosing vendors to pay right now. That is a very dangerous practice. Very dangerous for all of us. Why? Because it upsets vendors. If you're going to pay, you should pay a percentage of what is owed to all of the vendors of what you can afford, so that everybody gets a taste, right? And it's not just your favored vendors. One of the problems why we're paying too much is too many of the quality vendors that we have, and we have a lot that do quality work. They're smart people. They refuse to work for the city. Can't blame them. If they're not getting paid for 90 or 120 days, they become the working capital for the city of New Orleans. They have obligations to their employees if they're a privately held company. They have obligations to family member owners. They have obligations to a lot of different people. And they have a lot of, they have obligations to their own creditors. So they're not going to put themselves at risk to go and do work for the city if the city doesn't treat them appropriately. And it gets really, really hard when you go out on procurement of services with a public bid if there are no bidders, right? And if there's one bidder, the bidder knows I can add a premium to this, and they're not going to have. There's not anything that they can do or say about it. If they want the work done, they're going to pick me. Can't blame them. They're putting a premium to make sure that they are able to fulfill the obligations to their private company, family member owners, the employees that work there, the creditors that they owe money to, because they know that they're not going to get paid on time. So I guess the last parting shot, or the last opportunity to just it all over us by LaToya Cantrell, is that she's going to start playing the vendor payment game. And then I understand that there's also the possibility that she's signing new and contracts and extending others. That's going to be the parting shot of the lack of legacy of LaToya Cantrell. It's absolutely amazing to me that on the one hand, you can put Joe Threat up, you can work really hard in facilitating a transition, and on the other hand, take all of the positives away by engaging in just raw politics as your parting shot here. Now, I understand the council had to take some preventative measures in order to ensure that that is not going to be able to be accomplished by this simple-minded individual that just really doesn't get it and hasn't figured out yet that she's not the center of the universe. Maybe there will be another location where she might figure that out. I don't know. I don't care. I just can't wait to get to January 11, my birthday. But I'm glad that the council's taken the preventive measures, because that would only delay any progress that they could achieve in the year of 2026. And it shows, at least to me, they're going to stay all over this issue, and they're not going to allow themselves to get punished as this individual rides off into the sunset. And hopefully that ride is quicker than ever. I've never really wanted a holiday season to go by so fast, but when I hear stuff like this, if all of this is true, it is a tragic chapter in this book called the LaToya Cantrell Administration. She should do us all a favor. Don't go to work. We will be better served. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.